The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 76 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax. And let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice. So Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Yes. So first, Lunis Chu has reportedly filed a lawsuit against her agency, Blockberry Creative, to suspend her exclusive contract. According to an exclusive report from WikiTree, Chu filed a lawsuit against Blockberry Creative in December 2021 to suspend her exclusive contract with the company. The court ruled that Chu's case would partially be approved and she could be granted a preliminary injunction, which basically is a temporary court order granted during the early stages of trial at request of one party that prevents the other party from doing something specific until the trial is over and the court has issued a ruling or final judgment. So basically everything that is in place stays the same until the final judgment. The reason for Chu's lawsuit has not been revealed and Blockberry Creative has not commented on the matter either. Chu has been participating with Luna for their Queendom 2 promotions, attending film sessions and appearing on promotional content. People seem to be saying that the exclusive contract is in regard to her individual activities that a company want her to participate in. So the ruling in her favour, I guess she wants to partake in less of those activities or be able to choose what she wants to do. So people saying it shouldn't have an effect on her as a member on Luna. So I don't think she's trying to like leave Luna.
Okay.
I think because she's like a prominent face and I think the company's trying to like monetize off that. I'm guessing it's a lot of work. And she's like, now sis wants to chill. So that's what I think the case is. Obviously, this is all alleged because either side haven't said or, you know, the lawsuit hasn't been revealed, but that's the vibe that, you know, Orbitz and I think. So Orbitz is the fan name, right? Or did I just make that up?
I have no idea, but love the sound of it.
It sounds right. I could be wrong. I feel like that's their fandom name, but I could be wrong. So good luck to Chu and, you know, hopefully it doesn't drag on too long. Let's talk about BTS and Grammy performance.
Because a lot happened.
Grammys. So I don't have like an official, this happened. I'm just chatting out of my booty. So obviously BTS performed and they were up for best pop duo / group performance, I think. I think this is their second nomination in the category, but let's talk about the performance. It was given James Bond, it was giving Mission Impossible. You know, everyone was hating on Olivia.
You know what, even though I can probably comment on most of this, I actually haven't watched the entire performance. I've literally seen 10 second clips on TikTok.
Okay, so let me picture the scene before like you dive into your thoughts, feelings, opinions on clips.
Okay. Right?
So from my memory, who is it? I think JK comes down from the ceiling. Like, you know those...
Euphoria style.
No, not Euphoria style. You know, like, when someone's hanging off a helicopter, they're holding onto that rope. Yeah, so kind of like that, right? So just imagine JK, like, on this long rope, like, from the ceiling, and he's coming down, and it's like this kind of jazzy music, and, you know, he's in his suave suit, he comes down, and then Jin is, like, meant to be in some sort of, I don't know, some, he's, like, an IT genius, he's got all these computers and buttons, and he's pressing them, and then JK's pressing buttons, and then it pans to the audience, and then you see Sugar, and then you see RM, and then you're seeing J-Hope, maybe in a different order, but they were there. And then then it goes to V, and, you know, he's talking to Olivia.
That's what I saw.
They look cute. I'm not gonna lie.
I was so confused. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm so out of touch. I didn't even know the Grammys were happening yesterday. So I opened, I think maybe it must have been like TikTok or Twitter or something.
Yeah.
And I just saw him lean in and I was like, what happened? Is everyone still alive? What's going on? I didn't know it was part of a performance. I was really confused.
Yeah, so it was part of the performance.
Okay, cool.
So, you know, he's leaning in, whispering in her ear. I don't know what was going on. And then he had, like, this card, and then he threw the card, and then JK catches it on stage, and he swipes the card.
That was a good throw.
And he types in the code in the special BTS computer, and then Butter starts, and they sing Butter, and then halfway through the performance, it's like a mini dance break, but it's through lasers, Shay. It's through lasers, okay?
What do you mean through lasers?
So, you know, like Mission Impossible, that famous scene where there's the lasers, and, you know, you have to, like, but instead of them, like, bending through it, they were dancing through it, which was pretty cool. So, like, the choreography, come on, choreography, and, you know, dancing, yay, Butter. It was really good. The camera work was really good. Especially, you know, we worry when BTS go on American shows because sometimes the camera work,
it's just one long wide shot.
Yes, it ain't be hitting because, you know, we're spoiled. K-pop fans, we're spoiled, you know. But yeah, the camera work was doing bits. It was given, you know what, it was actually given, this is something I would expect, like, in the Oscars, because it's still, like, it felt very, like, movie themed.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But I don't know if, like, the Oscars would do, like, such a grand performance, but that's neither here nor there. I feel like the main highlight was there was a few, I'll say, fans in quotation marks that were getting their panties in a twist with the whole Olivia thing, and I'm like, it was 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And sorry to break it to you, you don't have a chance with him anyway, so what does it matter?
You know, way to rip the band-aid off. Yeah, I'll probably watch it after this, the whole thing. But from the snippets I saw, it looked cool. I was very thrown off by that one clip. But go on, Miss Olivia. Good for you.
Good for you, Olivia.
I'm so done. I guess I don't have much to say on it then, actually, because I haven't watched it. But the overall Grammys experience, because they met everyone. I saw Jimin with Donatella Versace, and I think V was with Lady Gaga, and they were living life, and they saw Megan again.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, some armies were upset that they didn't win, but I think Doja Cat and SZA won that category. They deserved it. I'm sorry. I'm not saying that BTS don't deserve it, but I feel like it was deserved.
So. That is one thing I've seen, at least on TikTok. I've seen people sort of going over the... I don't even know what Doja Cat and SZA won for.
So the category was Best Duo / Group Performance. Yeah. So it's for the song Kiss Me More.
Kiss Me... Okay, cool.
Can you kiss me more?
Like, it wasn't here nor there, in my opinion. But I've seen people going to, like, the extreme, at least on TikTok, and being like, who's Doja Cat anyway?
Come on, bye.
What?
Goodbye. The last couple of years have been Doja Cat's year. Let's be honest. Especially if you live on TikTok. It's honestly, basically, if it's not a Doja Cat sound, it's a Nicki Minaj sound. Like, if we're being honest.
That's it.
So
even though, like, naturally I can understand if you're an ARMY and you might be upset, but you wouldn't be like, oh, like, who's this person? Because the math's not mathing. You obviously know who they are. Even though it wasn't your first choice of who you wanted to win, I don't think you need to get that sour about it.
Yeah, and people need to say, oh, the Grammys are racist because da 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 da. And I'm like, no, because black people won. And even, you know, there's people that are like, oh, but what about, you know, the whole like Asian narrative? Her, half Asian. Flipping, what's his name? Andrew Pack, half Asian. Olivia, half Asian. So, you know, you can't pick and choose what Asian. Like, do you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so yeah, I obviously people can tell there might be certain agendas, or you can come up with like your own concoction of a thought, but I think everyone just needs to chill. To be honest, like, not in a rude way, and not like pointing this at anyone who did win, because once again, I don't watch the Grammys and I didn't watch this one, but most of the people that win it need it in some way. Not saying that BTS wouldn't love to win, but I don't feel like they need it. Like,
I feel it's like just... either way, like, it's the way that I see, especially these, not even these days, but just in general, like, awards, yes, they're nice, but it's kind of like getting a sticker in class. Like,
yeah,
it's shiny, and yes, it's like, oh wow, like, you've got a gold star next to your name. But really and truly, it's not needed. There's so many talented artists that don't have Grammys or don't have Oscars or whatever, unless they kill it every time. It doesn't take away from their talent or diminish anything. Does it may help in certain situations? I think, like, with the Oscars or whatever, that might help in terms of...
That's a bit different, yeah. A
bit different pay grade and where their name might be placed on, like, the poster, that movie they're on or whatever, because placement matters, by the way. But with Grammys, I don't know. I just feel like even saying you're Grammy nominated still holds weight.
Yeah, and this is in no way saying that BTS don't deserve it.
Yeah.
But I think they're even like very self-aware of the fact that it's not something that they need. I don't quote me and don't come for me, but I'm pretty sure I saw a clip of their, I think they must have went live after or something. And Yoongi was just like, oh, did we not just like pop over to the Grammys whilst doing our tour anyway? Like, just like, it was just part of the tour, basically. But obviously it's a nice accolade to have, and it can have a deeper meaning to an artist, so hopefully if it is something that they want that deeply, that they get the opportunity to experience it.
Yeah, they'll be all right. Calm down, people that are crying. Like, it's not that deep. Anyway, moving on. So the boys mm-hmm. have officially announced their upcoming tour, the B-Zone. They are coming to Europe. Wow.
Oh, amazing. Wow.
So they're coming in June this year. They will stop at 4 cities. So European people, get your pens and papers out. Don't know why that took so long to come out. But so the 20th of June, they will be in London. The 22nd of June, they'll be in Rotterdam. The 25th, they'll be in Paddy. The 28th, they will be in Berlin. So if that's a bit of you, make sure, you know, do your Googles, have a look around. I don't know when tickets are out, or if they're out by the time you listen to this. I don't know. So just do your Googles. Also, just to mention, so the European tour promoters, Magic Sound, also have informed that Eric will not be participating in the tour for health reasons. So if you're looking for Eric, he will be there in spirit, not in person. So, but yes, that is hot topics. If there's anything you want to talk about, comment on, and make sure you hit us up on socials @HowYouAtYou. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, commentary, questions, games, etc. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com, or you can send it to kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. Or if you see our episode teasers and, you know, a little cheeky thought comes into your mind and you comment on that, we may pinch it from there too. So all over the gaff. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I don't like the way BTS is styled in America. Like, why are they always matching? I feel like they always look good and unique at Korean award shows. Also, someone get JK off of Instagram. Okay. All right. So the first part, I don't like the way BTS is styled in America. Like, why are they always matching?
I'm trying to think how they're styled in Korea in terms of when they go to events.
Yeah.
Because every time I think of them in Korea, I just picture them in like in a dance practice room where they're just chilling. So of course they look different because they're wearing their own stuff. That makes sense.
Yeah. I like a wardress. I'm getting black suits. I know they're usually in dark colors, at least off the top of my head.
I feel like they're always kind of matching. Of course, there's different variations, but there's some cohesive something.
So yeah.
So I'm not sure about this, but maybe I'm just not thinking of what they're thinking of. I don't know.
Like, I know this. I have not watched the entire Grammys. Don't come for me. But the main suits that they came in, like their Louis suits, they were quite like matchy. I think RM and V had very similar style suits and colors. I think Jin was the only one that didn't have like a very obvious pair. I didn't have a problem with it.
No, me either. I think they look good.
Yeah,
but it didn't look like, okay, yeah, they were matching, but it didn't look like someone just picked one suit and then multiplied it by seven. They still gave their own personal flair to it, in my opinion. I don't know. So
yeah, they had like different tailoring, different cuts. So
I don't know.
Maybe send us some examples, or if this has happened a few times.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So I'm looking. I just pulled up some pictures. So I guess like technically they're usually matchy, but I feel like they're always matching in some way. Yeah, maybe it's more obvious.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, but they look good. So that's that. And then the second part, someone get JK off of Instagram. Yes.
What's he doing on Instagram?
So I think he wasn't well for a bit. So he was quarantining.
And
he just let loose. I'm assuming because they couldn't leave anyone with him. He was just like, let me capitalize on this time. So he at least had like 100 Instagram stories up every day, because what he would do is like use the Q&A thing on Instagram and be like, oh, send me. So I think one time he was like, oh, I'm bored. Like, send me a recommendation or something to do. And I kid you not, it felt like he must have responded to every question he got. So someone was like, oh, if you're bored, you should read a book. And he put on dramatic music in the background and was like, I actually don't like reading. I don't want to read, and I'm not going to read. He was so just dumb. It was very entertaining. I think someone sent in another point in at some point, and they were like, oh, you have like international fans speaking English. Oh, like, we can't understand you.
Can I speak about that?
Go on.
Can you not stop doing that? Like,
yep.
It's very entitled. It's he doesn't have to. JK, just with that, if someone said that to me, just purposely, I wouldn't learn English. Or I would learn it because I want to learn it, but I'll just act like I know less. I feel like that's what Sugar does.
Honestly, and I was going
to
say.
And I feel like this is why sometimes they don't respond, like BTS in general don't respond to you lot. Because some of y'all, it is too much.
But I think he must have, like, responded to it with, like, two words in English, then started speaking Korean. Yeah. And I was like, as you should. Especially if something's a story. Like, I understand that on a live stream, you might say, oh, like, can you say hi to your international fans or say something for us? That's a bit different. But on a story, you could translate what he's
saying. It was the way it was saying. Written. It was very demanding.
Like,
Speak English because you have international fans. Technically, if you want to be technical, maybe you should learn Spanish. I feel like there's more Spanish-speaking countries. Okay, the variations of Spanish is different, but do you know what I mean? English is not, as much as, you know, you think it's the be-all and end-all, it's not, you know?
It really isn't, so yeah, that was iffy, but he had, like, tons of funny stories. Like, it was hilarious. And he gives, like, such, even though I guess he counts as a millennial, he gives such Gen Z energy. Like, he had his, like, LED lights in the background. He has, like, you know those, like, galaxy ones that put, like, galaxies on the ceiling?
Oh, that's me. I have that.
Like, I don't know. It was very entertaining. And I'm glad he seems better, because obviously he attended the Grammys.
Yeah.
But no, leave him on Instagram. That was very entertaining. Thank you. Yes. And then moving on to our next unpopular opinion. This is actually a comment that someone left in regards to one of our unpopular opinions a few episodes ago, which was around the topic of idols shouldn't debut under 18. Mm-hmm. And then this person went on to say, also with how much dieting they're made to do, there's no way it doesn't affect their physical development.
I agree with this. Mm. And I think, I can't remember her name. Sometimes there's this one lady that pops up on my For You page sometimes, and I think she was a trainee.
I think I know who you're talking
Blonde
about.
Blonde hair? Do you know?
Yes, yeah.
And I think she was talking about her whole dieting situation and where they will be like, oh, because she was like the biggest one and she needs to lose weight. And like, I think she showed pictures and I was just like,
she girl, was tiny. Yeah.
She just looked healthy, like a healthy weight, like an average weight.
Yeah, no, I agree with this one as well. I just feel like, it's not saying, oh, an adult would be amped up to be able to deal with all of these challenges, but I just feel as though anything under 18, like, you're still developing, you're still growing, especially, like, if, like, your body is still developing and growing as well, and you're having to make drastic changes to your diet or, like, your mental health. Like, I've heard, and you've probably heard as well, but from female idols that don't have a menstrual cycle for years because of all the diet change and the stress and everything, and that's extreme. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's very crazy. It's mad.
Yeah, so thank you for adding on to that point, and we definitely agree with that. And then on to our last unpopular opinion. I don't think BTS would care if they got outed for dating. I don't feel like they need fans' approval. I don't think it would be fair to make them, I think this is another point, so, and I don't think it would be fair to make them exempt from military service if they win a Grammy.
Mm.
Okay, so the first part, this person doesn't think that BTS would care much if they got outed for dating.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, I think they're just a bit over it. And
yeah,
so that's that.
Not from fans anyway, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe if, I feel like they would care even less if maybe if they moved to America or something. Not saying that they'll date an American girl, but I don't know. I feel like the Korean pressure and international pressure is different.
Yeah.
So I feel like they would care in a sense of they don't want anything to change about their partner's life or them to be, if they're to say they're not famous or just for the fact that people know that they're associated with each other, they don't want that kind of aspect, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
But the fact that, you know, they got, they're all grown, man. Anyway.
Yeah, that's that. And then the second part, this unpopular opinion, this person doesn't think that it would be fair for them to be made exempt from military service if they win a Grammy.
Yeah, and I think they would be against that anyway.
Yeah, is that a thing?
I don't think that was a thing. I think there obviously there was conversations because of, I guess, how much, I don't know if, I can't remember the wording. I wouldn't say like how much publicity they bring to the country or whatever, or how much they've done. I can't remember. It could be.
Oh, like how much they've done to like popularize K-pop in Korea. Okay.
I don't know if it's K-pop. Can't speak. I don't know if it's just K-pop or if it's like K-pop and obviously they do like charity work and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it could be like a mixture of both, and because, you know, they're technically putting Korea on the map, but at the moment being international or whatever, I think they've all said even if, you know, they were given that, they probably would still go anyway. So
yeah, and I guess that's like a very cultural thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a personal opinion as well, so we can't comment on that too much, but yeah, that's that. So thank you for those unpopular opinions. But just before we wrap up our whole say what section, I haven't named this, Shanice, so you can come up with a name and a jingle at some point. But we thought it'd be really cool to sort of open this conversation up a bit more with you guys. So last week we had an unpopular opinion which went along the lines of, I feel like K-pop should be more inclusive in terms of who they let debut. Why don't we see idols with disabilities? And then some of you guys actually responded online. So I'm going to read out one of the responses because we got a response from a disabled K-pop fan. So this person said this: I totally agree. As a disabled K-pop fan, I think it's tricky because we shouldn't pressure disclosure, but I think if the industry was more open, we'd see more disabled idols. Granted, we don't see a lot of disabled Western artists of the type discussed, but I still wish the K-pop industry was more open too. Also, a side note, being a disabled K-pop fan is very inaccessible too.
Yeah, I was about to say, being a disabled K-pop fan, especially in terms of concerts and stuff, how accessible is that for you? Because even certain concerts that have happened over here, granted, okay, I think the last show I went was CL, but I was at the front, so I didn't really see it. But in terms of venue space, sometimes where there's meant to be like easy accessibility areas or whatever, it still seems a bit limited in a sense of you're still quite far away, you still can be blocked by other people, or they'll say it's access friendly, but then you have a whole pillar in front of you and it's just like, now I can't see. Like, okay, yes, my wheelchair fits or whatever, but now I can't see. Well, I just put a random seat somewhere and it's just like, yeah, but everyone's standing and I can't see or interact or anything. So, yeah. And, you know, as we said last week as well, there may be some idols or artists in general that are not like a physical disability or whatever, that they just haven't disclosed. But hopefully, you know, of course, we don't want to pressure people. It's up to them whether they want to disclose that information. But maybe it won't be as... It's not taboo. I won't say taboo is the right word, but, you know...
Yeah, it won't be as, frowned upon or... No, I agree. I definitely think concerts-wise, there's a long way to go in terms of accessibility. And I think when people think of accessibility, it's just thought of as a ramp or an area or this or that. But there are people with so many different disabilities or illnesses that want to experience K-pop but can't, whether it's things like epilepsy. Like, I know some people really, really want to go to concerts, but because of lights and certain things, they can't always attend just for safety reasons. So if things can be done to maybe either create like epilepsy safe spaces where they can view on a certain screen or get to experience things in a different way, or more accessibility for wheelchair users or people of different conditions. I don't like, not to get too like personal or TMI, I don't have like a serious health issue, but I went to one concert and like accessibility was quite easy because I can't stand for crazy amounts of time because I have like a foot condition. So some places do make an effort. So it's sort of a combination of like the idol company or like whoever the artist is coming with, but also venues as a whole, because typically it's a venue that has the responsibility of creating these areas and accessibility points and this and that. So hopefully we can see some more development in that area at some point. And then another person actually left a comment on this saying the industry is not set up to support disabled idols. Debuting them purely to be inclusive is cruel.
We said this last week, the way the whole training process is very extreme for anyone. So imagine having like a disability. Not saying that it will hold you back, but it's going to be 2 times harder for you to even train. And on top of that, I agree, don't just debut someone just because, oh, this person's disabled. So that's not what we're saying either. I think the conversation was more because I feel like we're probably missing out on a whole heap of talent just because something isn't accessible for a certain person. Just because, you know, they're disabled doesn't, you know, mean that their talent is reduced because of it.
Exactly. Like because I definitely agree with this person. The way the industry as a whole is currently isn't properly set up to support a disabled idol, and just to chuck them in there to tick a box of being inclusive wouldn't make any sense. But if it was done in a way like... And it doesn't even have to be a large scale thing, in my opinion. Like, it's always good to start small. But if maybe it was one group or one artist that had certain disabilities, and not to tick a box, maybe because they're genuinely talented with music or want to pursue it to that extent, but their training process was very tailored to them. So obviously things like choreo wouldn't be entirely possible, or maybe it's tailored to stuff that they can do. So I think it's possible, like never say never, but it would definitely really upset me if I just saw a company do it just to, for the sake of doing it.
But
thank you so much to everyone that submitted their unpopular opinions, for those of you that commented and allowed us to elaborate on the conversation as a whole. We really do enjoy it. So if you have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories or requests that you want to send to us, you can send them to us on socials. We love reading your comments and responding. You can leave your unpopular opinions or dilemmas anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/HallyuAtYou. And now it's time for On the Radar, which is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's been anything we've been watching, listening to, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Okay, so I was telling Shay I was going to leave my dream until On the Radar. So I don't know if I should give a trigger warning. It's not really that triggering. It might be triggering. I don't know. Basically my dream was really weird. Was I dating? I don't know. I was dating, or I was very friendly with Jack Harlow. I don't know why he was there.
An entanglement, okay.
No, it wasn't an entanglement, because there was no third person, okay?
Okay, all right.
So, but then, like, he dropped me off somewhere, and then, like, everyone was sad and crying, and apparently, like, the whole of Big Bang died. Like, they died. So it was like a memorial, and apparently this woman that was meant to be Judy's mom was there. She was passing around this scrapbook that he made, because basically he would make this scrapbook and send it to his mom about the different projects he's on. So it had like his handwriting in there and like pictures that he's taken. He would like stick. It was really weird. I don't know why I dreamed of that, but on a happier note, the MV's out now, guys.
What? What on earth?
I haven't seen it yet. I've seen a few comments on the socials. I know one person that I follow was just like, there were no group shots, they were all solo shots, which is quite interesting. I'm kind of worried because it feels like, I haven't heard it, but I feel like it's a sad, slow song, something about talking about the end of what? Hopefully the end of the hiatus. Let's start there. So it sounds like it's going to be an emotional, sad one. Obviously, probably by next week, maybe we could go into it a bit more. We would have watched it by then, but
God.
And it's kind of weird that, you know, my dream was them dying. So I don't know if this is like foreshadowing that they're going to break up. I don't know. I don't want to put that negative energy in the atmosphere, but
child,
that was my dream. Shay.
So partition to have Shanice never ever dream again. That'll be going around. On my radar. What's on my radar? A business proposal ends this week, which really sad about. But it's been a great drama. I think an episode comes out today and then another one tomorrow, so by next week I can give you my full opinion of the drama. But that's sad. So seems sad, like sad on the radars this week, but
guys, I hope you have a good week, good day, good evening, whenever you listen to this. Think positive thoughts, stream K-pop, stream our podcast. Also, if you listen to us on Apple or listen to us on Spotify or any platform that, you know, you can rate, because Spotify you can rate now. So, you know, give us a little cheeky 5 stars, you know what I'm saying? If you enjoy the content, you know what I'm saying? No pressure, but pressure. Tell your friends about us as well. But
send it to your mum on WhatsApp.
And she'll be like, what's this? But anyway, thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember that if you guys have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests that you want to send in, you can send them in to howyoutea@gmail.com. You can let us know your thoughts on socials or send your thoughts in anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk / How You At You.
Yes. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You follow me online. Thank you.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube at the K-Way. Yes.
Also online. So yes, I'll be back next week. And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Goodbye. Bye.